Let's go over here and listen to Ray. Hi, Ray. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, hi, Dr. Wright. Hey, I got a granddaughter who's 13 who's starting her menstrual cycle and having some cramping. She's also having a rough time getting to sleep at night. I was wondering if you had any ideas about that.
Well, yeah, sure do. I've worked with a lot of ladies with cramping problems, and nearly always, if we get enough omega-3 fatty acids into those ladies, why, the cramps fade away. I don't mean within a month, but first month you don't notice much. Second month, yeah, I can tell a difference. Third month, hey, it's better. Fourth and fifth months, seems like they're gone. Now, how do those omega-3 fatty acids work? I really don't know, but where I got the idea was from the fact that the unnatural medicine that's usually used for menstrual cramps, what's it do? Well, it blocks the activity of omega-6 fatty acids. Well, my goodness, what does nature use to offset omega-6 fatty acids? Omega-3 fatty acids. So I started asking ladies to use quite a bit of fish oil till their cramps went away, and then to decrease it. And if they decreased it too much, the cramps would come back. So usually, even if you're 13, we have a person start with a tablespoon of fish oil a day. Now, there are flavored fish oils out there for anyone who doesn't like the flavor of fish oil. There's blackberry flavored, there's cherry flavored, there's old lemon flavored, all kinds of flavored fish oils these days. So they're usually tolerable. It's a tablespoon a day until the cramps go away, and then you can try cutting back. And by the way, that does take until they're totally gone, 3, 4, 5 months. And then you can cut back perhaps by half, see if they stay away. Or you can start eating more fish. That might be a good idea. Anyway, the menstrual cramps, that part is usually handleable quite nicely with omega-3 fatty acids of fish oil sort. And one other thing, whenever we take omega-3 or omega-6, which would be flax oil, but those don't help against cramps. The omega-6 is actually could make them worse. Whenever we take them, it's always a good idea to take at least 400 units of vitamin E every day. It just helps it to work in the long run without causing any harm. So
okay.
If she could do that, and if she doesn't like swallowing the stuff straight, you can throw it into a smoothie or something like that and try to get it down that way.
Okay.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the sleeping issues? Can't get to sleep, wakes up, can't get back to sleep. How's it going?
No, when I was a teenager, I remember going to sleep at 9 o'clock. I hear she stays awake till like 11 or 12, and even though she's, the lights are out and everything, just can't get her brain to quiet down, or I don't know what the deal is.
I was wondering. Sure. You go ahead.
I was just going to say, are they too young at that age to take supplemental melatonin?
Maybe. And the reason I say maybe is that at that age, you're quite correct. Usually our bodies are making plenty of melatonin. And if we take a hormone that our bodies are supposed to make plenty of, well, it can suppress our own over time. So one thing that might be done, though, sir, is get her checked to see what her melatonin level is. She could be unusual, have a low level of melatonin, which is unusual at age 13. Check with your doctor, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Usually that's a urine test. It could be a blood test, I think, also. And find out if she's got low melatonin. That's a very good thing to be thinking about first. Now, let's say she's got totally adequate melatonin and she's still not sleeping well, just as an example. I know this is going to sound a little bit far out and maybe racy, but it isn't, sir. Now that the science is very, very, very firm that molecules very, very much like cannabinoids from marijuana are made by our own bodies. No kidding. It's called the endocannabinoid system. If you haven't heard this before, everyone's bodies has receptors for cannabinoids. No kidding. We're born with them, and our bodies make things that are very similar to CBD every day of our lives. And here this stuff has been illegal, and our own bodies have been making it. Gee, we were all behaving illegally by making our own cannabinoids inside of us. The reason I bring that up at all, sir, is a lot of folks have told me that they use CBD at bedtime. That is, as you know, that is not THC. That is not the mood elevator, the one that can make you a little weird in the head. CBD just does what our own natural internal cannabinoids do. And funny thing, it helps a lot of people to sleep.
Okay, what would a dosage be?
Comes in, depending on the store you go to, comes in a 10 milligram, a 25 milligram, and it's always wise to start with the lower one, see what that does. And if that doesn't do it, then go up to 25. But people do tell me that if they take too much for them, they just don't get going the next day as good. So we don't want to push it up to that level.
Right. Hey, thank you very much. And before you know, at some point today when you get a chance, would you just explain what a couple callers back what a skin tag is?
Oh, okay. I'll do that. There's some folks waiting, but I've got a note right now. And if we have a break in here, we'll all explain what that is, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you for calling.